Hello, my name is Karen Knight. I'm the Regional Manager for Queensland and Northern Territory for Independent Living Services at Vision Australia, and I've been in this role for 3 years. I've been blind since birth, and my blindness was caused from a recessive gene condition called Leber's congenital amaurosis. But I didn't know that it was due to that condition until I was well into my 20s. My parents were told it was just one of those things that happens. I went to blind school, and after school I went to university and became a psychologist. Through my life I've adapted very well to being blind. I was taught to learn Braille when I started school at 5 years old, and Braille is a definite passion of mine. I learnt to do my maths at school on an abacus, and I still have a picture of an abacus in my head when I'm trying to work out my maths. Life always has its challenges, but there are plenty of ways to overcome a challenge, and being determined certainly helps. I have studied at university, and in my current job, I use a program called JAWS, which speaks to me what is on the computer screen. This means that I'm able to read documents and emails, and I can use a mobile phone that also talks to me. I can use it as a calendar, and I can use it for text messaging. There are lots of little techniques that assist someone like me who is blind to live life independently. There are a gadget called a liquid level indicator so that when you pour a cup of tea, you don't burn your finger. It's important to have things labelled and to put things back in the same place so that things aren't easily mixed up. There's also equipment such as a colour tester. Fortunately, I tell the colour of my clothes by the feel. I make sure that I buy things of different textures that assist me to do that. Vision Australia is about to move into a new era in service provision. We have built a new state-of-the-art building at Cooperoo, and we're all excited about the transition. This will help us have a statewide headquarters where we can deliver services to people in a facility that is built for our purpose. We've had a great time at Kent Street, and we've loved being part of this precinct, but now we're moving into a new era and we're really happy about it.